Spitwads, I have to tell you about a new game I started playing. You guys might know from our show, I am a big fan of the Match 3 style games. You know, back in the day, I was crushing some candy, but it's not 2012 anymore. This is today. You want an upgraded game. You want something that's fun, and I can't put down Best Fiends. Best Fiends is an awesome, fun game. It's one of those match style games, which, you know, those little puzzles where it's like, I feel like I'm exercising my brain when I play and I'm having fun. Hard to put down, man. It's look, I just got it. I'm level 70. Is that because the game is great or is that because I'm great? I don't know. You decide. But it's been a lot of fun and there's more strategy involved. You get to collect all your fiends, level them up, decide how you're going to, how you're going to use your capital to make sure that, you know, you can beat each level. It's a lot of fun. And literally, they have thousands of levels. I think they're up to 4,000 more added all the time. So there's always going to be a fresh challenge when you're in your me time. And you know what room you're in when you're in your me time. That's where I'm playing. And you can download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Oh, we got a great Spit Hits for you today. Why? Well, simple. Jason loves spears, and Jason talks
he does.
About spears.
This is the spears?
Well, no, it's the return of the spear, because you've brought it up multiple times. It's your weapon of choice.
That's the best weapon.
Well, you'll understand. We also have Liar Liar on the show today and a whole lot more. Enjoy.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Ooh, cha choo cha choo cha choo cha. Yeah!
Oh, that was one that just wouldn't have worked if you weren't 100 on it. That one at 90%, it doesn't land for me. I think you said horchata one time. I'm not sure.
I
love horchata.
Horchata chow down.
I committed to an H and a ch sound.
No. You did.
Look, the normal scat involves the b and the d. We're overlooking the hutch.
I've been thinking that for a long time. Like, I was like, where is the hutch?
Well, I've been thinking it as well, and here we are.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The 2019 comedy podcast winner at podcastawards.com. Thanks to the Spitwads and good old-fashioned bribery.
Yeah. Whoa. Don't give out the trade secrets, man.
Al Borland, no, he's made of money. He does this for fun, and he bribed the voting public, and we appreciate that, Al.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Spent $1 at a time. $1 a vote.
Yes. Yes. He was.
Thank you.
And that he's principled he would never pay more than $1 a vote. That's if you pay everybody a little bit, it's not cheating.
That's right.
No. Thank you, Spitwads,
yes,
for voting
so
for
much.
Us. It was a surprise. I can tell you, Al Borland was watching with his family, and then Spitballers popped up on the screen as the winner of the 2019 Best Comedy Podcast. And he said, "What?" And then he pumped his fist like a professional athlete would after a touchdown.
Mm. Or a producer would do after a big podcast award win.
Identical. Very similar. But thank you very much. We appreciate everybody supporting the podcast. We're on Twitter at SpitballersPod. The community is at SpitballersPod.com. Just click the Become a Spitwad button, and that'll take you over to Patreon. And we appreciate all the suggestions, the ideas for drafts and segments and would you rather questions. Oh, they flood in. Especially from friends and family, I'll tell you.
They are
facing some real questions.
I am so excited for today's episode. It's finally back. The people, they've been scrambling, they've been begging since the debut.
Oh yeah, of the Andy Solo podcast. Welcome in, everybody.
Oh, bad podcast.
He just screams bad podcast.
This is bad.
No, sorry, Mike, continue.
The return of the Liar Liar segment. Very, very pumped for it. Also, sometimes, look, we do a draft on every single show. You know, we do a silly, fun draft of things. And sometimes you're really, really happy that you have the first pick because that's the way the cookie has crumbled,
yeah, like,
as Jim Carrey would say.
Like 2 weeks ago, I had the number one pick, and our draft was probably the stupidest draft we'd ever done.
No, that was the animals
you
playing
ended
on
up
a,
winning.
On a football team.
I did end up winning, but that was animals playing for
team. I got the first pick, and I won.
Well, you're going to win this draft. Also, let's just say this. Look, there are a couple new segments we've rolled out recently, and they are awesome. Liar, liar, it's back. The other one with the fake articles, what is
we don't even know the name.
What is that?
Is this real life?
Is this real life? Look, I'm going to crowdsource this.
Where am I?
Spitballers, when you come across an article that has a headline that is just unbelievable, just so...
Well, we can't all see it. We're surprising each other.
I know. I want them to send it to
Al Borland.
Al Borland.
At, okay. What's your at?
At Producer Borland.
Oh, we never check that. That's for sure.
No, I don't.
So we'll be fine.
I don't look at that.
I don't even follow him.
We didn't even know the handle. We just asked him. All right, let's read a review.
Reviewasaurus Rex.
This is like a book.
This is like a book, and it comes in from the Craminator from Canada.
Oh, bonjour.
Bonjour. Reality TV show. These guys need to get a reality TV show for real. I listen to both the Spitballers and the Footballers podcast, and I find myself using my own imagination to picture what they do off of screen. I would love to hear Jason's commentary as he sneaks out for a late-night Taco Bell run, as well as the aftermath of what the snack causes in the bathroom
afterwards.
They want
to hear that?
Hey, look.
That's
the curiosity
cool, man.
Is real. I want to actually see Mike weeping in the corner of his room when he gets a bad night of sleep with that sick beard and a voice of an angel. What?
That's an angel with a cold. That's what my voice is called.
I want to see Andy practicing in the mirror like Ron freaking Burgundy before a show because let's be real,
he definitely does.
Oh, the Craminators nailed us. These guys are hilarious. It doesn't feel manufactured. It would be great to be a fly on the wall. Get these guys a reality TV show. Well, Craminator, I have big news for you.
That this was the time. Like, we couldn't believe the timing.
The timing was unbelievable.
The timing of this review.
Our announcement after the award-winning show is that we are going to be open to TV offers that come our way. So if you are running and none of these, like, you know.
Nothing small.
You know, if you run HBO
major
or Netflix,
cable channels or preferably Amazon. Network yeah. television primetime.
I think we would take True TV if we could be the...
Sure.
We'd follow up.
What like, record. Like, we do this web series on our, you know...
Yeah, these are faces for the television, not for the internet.
Unrelated, completely unrelated. What's the record for the fastest cancel of like a new pilot show? Is it just...
It has to be one.
Like a one-off?
I'm sure there are plenty of times.
So
where
we can't break that.
It's made. And a lot of times pilots are made and then they don't get the show. But sometimes the show is already, you know, it's basically prepped, it's green lit. And then I'll bet a pilot's been made where after the pilot's been made, they go, we're canceling this.
Can we go exclusive to DVD right now?
Oh, I like that.
We don't
release lower the audience.
No internet. No theaters.
Why don't we just go VHS while we're at it?
We can. DVD and VHS only.
Okay. Is there something I am missing? Because I've thought about this frequently, which is a ridiculous thing to admit.
Uh-oh.
But the first episode of a new show is called The Pilot.
Yes.
What am I missing? Why is this The Pilot?
It's a great question,
okay,
Mike.
Okay,
everybody,
so clearly I'm not...
No, everybody knows the answer, but we would never...
For
tell
sure.
you. Well, obviously, you've got a standard alphabet, but originally the alphabet used to begin with P.
Mm, it's like an alpha thing.
Yeah, and so
before
P-
the Greeks, there was the cavemen.
Jason's furiously Googling and not finding an answer.
That is
that
correct.
Is what's happening.
That is 100%.
We should do a
definition. The second definition of the word pilot is done as an experiment or test before introducing something more widely.
That's what we're still on right here. With
hold
this
on,
show.
Hold on.
First 100 episodes is our pilot.
Hold on.
But that still doesn't
the
explain.
Word, no, that sort of does. But however, now the word pilot has these two different meanings. One is This is an experiment that we're going to kind of see if it works. And then the other one is the person in charge of your life as you fly through the air at 20,000 feet.
Well, sure. But
why is
also,
that the same thing?
There's also a pilot hole, right? You drill a pilot hole.
Yes, the initial hole.
You're going to put something in the wall, you drill
those
a pilot hole.
But again, that's done as an experiment or test to see if there's stud behind the wall.
My point is...
I'm saying there's two definitions then, like two uses
for
the experiment.
I feel less safe now knowing that the other definition of the word pilot is experimental when this person... They've got the yoke in their hand and they control my life.
So you're saying when next time you fly, you're thinking, that guy's going to try this out.
He's going to do a loop-de-loop.
Yes. This is an experiment. Everyone buckle up. You're going to want to listen to this safety exercise.
Okay, we're moving on.
The Situation Realm.
This show's off to such a award-winning start.
Oh, man. They're just going to start flooding in all these awards.
Chase from the website. You three are stranded in the middle of a forest and forced to survive for 30 days. Which of you builds shelter? Which of you finds water? And which of you will hunt and cook for food and why? What would that situation really look like?
Did you guys read Hatchet when you were young?
No, I don't read.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, it was the story of it's like a novel you read when you're a kid in the elementary school, and it's about a kid who gets stranded in the wilderness and has to survive.
I know from past experience, my life of knowing Jason, that the first thing he's going to do for no reason, he might be really thirsty, he'll begin creating a spear.
100%. Once you know you're stranded... You have
to. You're gonna say once you know your strengths, and this is really your strength.
Both. But
spear wielding.
If I know it's like, oh no, we just got dropped out of a plane, and you know what I mean. Like we're in the middle of an island. What do? Craft a spear. That's step one. I'm in charge of that. Once we have a spear, I'm not letting either one of you two touch it. So I'm in charge of hunting and finding food.
I'm going to turn this parachute into a spear.
I've That's seen right. you try to write an email, Jason, and it takes you a long time. If you're Mike and I
oh
are making shelter,
gosh.
We're getting food and water. The whole time you're going to be making this stupid spear.
Jason the Whittler would be the slowest moving person.
You would be one slow whittler.
But I feel like you need a knife to whittle, right?
Yes, you do.
So if I
or
have
a sharp rock.
Okay. Well, that would take a long time for me. But if I already had a knife, I don't think I would whittle a spear.
What music artist do you listen to while making a spear?
Prince?
Bette Whittler.
Oh, goodness. Bette Whittler. You.
That was
wow.
bad. That was
We're
rough.
We're going to need some
that
kind of
rough.
Horn on that one. Yeah.
I really screwed it up when I didn't say Whittler, right? It's Whittler.
I'm glad you explained it, because I'm sitting over here. I had no
idea. You
didn't
get it then?
No.
You just been shaking your head?
Yeah, I was just like, sure, these guys are laughing at something. Apparently
really?
I missed it.
I understood it, but it was
I mispronounced
bad.
It.
You said Whittler.
It would have landed if I had said Whittler.
Oh, 100%. It would have been a sensational
so
award-winning joke.
Can we recut it?
Nope.
And let me tell you who you're listening to. Bette Whittler.
Ooh. The wind
right.
beneath
Did
my
you
wings.
Ever know? So Mike and I would do most of the stuff.
Right.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I'd be ordering pizza. I'd be like, they won't accept delivery here. Did anybody know the zip code?
Because your Postmates got service.
But I would definitely be in charge of food. Because should I die in that process, I would be the most...
You'd be the food.
Delicious. I would be the food, and I would be both the most delicious
That's very,
and
no, no,
the
no,
most
no, no.
sustaining.
No. Bette Whittler.
Let it die. Kill me.
Yeah, I think I would want control of the situation that I have no control of. That would be difficult. I don't really know that I would prioritize the right things in the right order. I imagine you want shelter quickly.
Yes.
But I also imagine you need water.
So, oh, yeah. Water is number one.
Is it, though?
Yeah, I think so.
over shelter.
I believe that water is number one.
Over spear?
Spear is so far down the list.
I think so.
All right, let's just put ourselves, we know each other really well.
I know what
let's
I'm doing.
Let's say this is a real situation.
Who's got the best sense of direction? Genuinely.
Yeah, the three of us.
I consider mine to be pretty good.
Okay.
Not elite, but pretty good.
I consider mine to be average.
Yeah, I'm about average. So Mike's,
all right, Mike's in charge of water. I'm navigating.
I feel like, Andy, you could build a good shelter.
Wait, if you have a good sense of direction, that doesn't tell you where water is.
But it gets
tells you where north is.
It tells you how to get back from where you left. What
okay,
good is
okay,
it
no,
if
no.
I go out and find water and never see you guys again? Like, I have no idea where they're at, but good for me. I've got plenty
That's
of
fair.
Water.
That's fair. Good
One
point.
Thing's for sure, I'm not thirsty. And they
okay,
are.
Okay, so Mike's in charge of water.
Well, I think I'm also putting in myself in charge of, look, if you're stranded in the modern day, you certainly have your cell phone.
Yes.
Now, the signal is gone. You can't call anybody.
Well, you have to survive for 30 days. This is not an escape situation.
But at least for the first few days, I'm going to shoot some sweet video.
Oh.
I'm going to be
You're
going
to waste your battery?
What
on
else would you
video?
Use it for?
A compass? Yeah. I would really like a compass.
We already talked about this. I don't need the compass.
You gotta your save, sense of direction is as good as a
you
compass.
You have to save a little bit of battery for the goodbye. Because if you don't, if you're not going to make it, you need a little battery left to say.
100%.
To Guys, say, honey, I it did this it went. My,
well, that's the first thing you
Jason
do.
Jason built a spear, and I have nothing.
And he's going to kill
thing
me.
You do. But what good is it to survive for 30 days in the wilderness, and you don't have like content for your YouTube page?
That's fair. That's fair.
Did you really survive then?
No one knows.
It would be really cool if you could live stream. Like, if for some reason you've got signal.
Hey, y'all.
You still can, and you've got all the hearts flying up as people are like, oh, this is a great video. You're like, I'm dying out
could
here.
Could you ever actually tell anybody where you're at? How would you tell
How
somebody
would you,
on the video? You're in the middle of the remote wilderness, and you don't know where you're at. How would you tell somebody where you're at?
So there's some trees.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of know, like, I'm in Arizona.
No. What
no.
if you don't?
No,
what
no,
if
no.
you just dropped randomly?
You took a flight from L.A. to New York.
Okay.
And you went down somewhere.
Yeah.
Everyone fell asleep, and you just wake up, and the plane
That's a good point, because I'd be like, okay, I was... Oh, and I fell asleep, so I don't even know how long it's been.
Maybe you're in Nevada. Maybe
no,
you're in Kansas.
You're somewhere
you don't
between.
Know.
You're somewhere in between. And you are live streaming every minute of it.
Here's what I would
do. How
do
you get people to you?
Here's what I would
without
do.
Without GPS.
I would live stream... At night, and I would show the stars.
Smash the subscribe button.
I would show the stars. Oh, I would definitely request a lot of subscribers. And I would show the stars, and I would say, this is, now find me. Someone out there is smart enough to look at these stars.
From what I can tell, the sun is about yay big.
Now find me. I'll give you 20 minutes.
Where's Reddit? Reddit could find you.
Yeah, they could.
For sure.
They'd be like, I know that tree. I've seen that branch.
Reddit solves
Reddit
everything.
Solves, okay. This really, did you guys remember that joke right in the middle of that bad boy?
Yes. Bad Whittler.
Man, it was so close. It really was.
It was almost
All
there.
Right. James from Patreon writes in a new situation for us. We're approached, as we often are, by Elon Musk. And he tells you that he has been secretly colonizing Mars. He offers you $3 million. To go safely live on Mars for 1 year. His rocket, however, leaves immediately. You are not able to connect with friends, family, and work to tell them you're leaving.
Wow.
Do you take the trip? This is a very interesting situation.
It is very.
It does presume that you will return after a year.
Yeah, you're safe.
That's an important part, because what good is the $300 million offered you if you're like, I got a 50-50 shot of getting back.
Yeah, and what are you going to spend $3 million if you have to spend it on Mars, right?
Exactly. It doesn't do you any good there.
No.
No, you're, I'm the you're richest... coming back from Mars.
Okay,
safely.
So this is 100% guaranteed.
Yep.
Man.
So you've got 1 year. You got $3 million. But the next time you're going to contact your friends and family, I presume, is from Mars.
No.
No, it's when
it's
you get
in
back.
In a year when you get back.
So they... No, I'm not doing it. No
okay.
way.
All right.
That changes everything. If you told me that I could... Once I'm... On Mars, I could beam back a message and say, look, I took the money. I'm gone for a year.
That does make it a lot
that
easier.
That would then my kids know I'm alive. That's
right.
What it comes. It could be $300 million, but my kids think I'm dead. I'm not doing
But see,
it.
That's the situation is.
And I'm saying there's not an amount of money that would make me do that.
All right. So on one hand, okay, Jason, we'll talk about this
okay.
like real men.
Mm-hmm. You had me at $300 million.
But yes, on one hand.
I mean,
your wife and your children,
yeah.
You have vanished. They have no idea where you've gone. On the other hand, you're in Mars. You're on Mars. We've talked about being the king of Mars. And now you are one of the first people ever, ever. Like, this goes down in the history books.
This is a life.
One of the first people to ever fully abandon their family for money.
No.
That's not plenty a fool. Plenty of people done that.
Your wife could...
Let's be honest.
People do that for free all the time.
Yeah.
You could... That's fair.
You're at least coming back with $3
million. Your wife could remarry, in theory.
If you left for 1 year... I am going to go out on a limb and say that if I left for 1 year...
Your wife is quick to move on.
My wife would not have remarried yet. Now, 5 years? Definitely.
When do they presume your demise?
I think they don't
if
even
presume... If you just go missing...
I don't think
you're alive after a year.
Maybe after a year. Maybe
at least 6 months.
At least 6 months, but maybe I think it would be a year. I think my wife would have to say at the 1 year anniversary, I've got to accept that he's not coming back.
And that's when you have a giant suitcase full of $3 million saying, "Surprise, I was on Mars."
I parachute down into our backyard, throwing dollar bills out into the pool in the summer while they're
just
swimming.
Drifting from the sky.
Daddy's back.
Just rain. You are literally making it rain.
What would your wives really do to you if you did that? And you come walking in a year. I've got $3 million. The torture you put them through.
I would.
But it was awesome for me because I was on Mars.
I understand that it was awesome for you, Mike, that you got to go to Mars.
That is one of the
situations. But your family will be destroyed.
That we can't overlook. It's like, okay, family destroyed, but so cool to go to Mars.
I mean... We all know who the first person on the moon was, right?
Louis Armstrong.
Elon Musk.
Jason, you're not involved in this moon conspiracy, man. But like, that's historical. That's forever.
But that's not even this case. You're going to be up on Mars with a bunch of other saps like you.
Yeah, it's true.
All chasing the money.
Okay.
Mike Wright was the 491st person on Mars.
Here's one of the rules. You get to be the first person out of the ship. You are the
first touchdown on Mars ever?
You are the first person to touch the soil of an extraterrestrial body in the history of humankind.
It makes it slightly more
compelling.
It's
not like you're abandoning them forever.
Yeah, it's 1 year.
You're coming back.
But you don't... No. No. Thank you for making it more
compelling.
I mean,
my kids are only in fifth grade and first grade. They're going to be fine.
You won't miss prom.
I'll be there for middle school.
Homecomings.
I'm too sensitive. I need to harden up. I need to realize that being the first man on another planet is far more important.
No, we're family men first. Of course, I would definitely stay with my family.
I've had a hard time playing along because...
No, I'm just playing the devil's advocate. I don't think I could do it. Like,
what if they could get a letter in 6 months and it says, turns out I'm on Mars. Please wait 6 months. I'll be back. Would you believe it or think it's a hoax?
Been kidnapped.
Yeah, it has to be like a telegram. On Mars. Stop. 3 million incoming. Stop.
See you soon.
Stop.
6 months, maybe more. Probably around 6 months. Stop.
Here's the deal.
But
I'm
who
not,
knows? Stop.
I'm not coming back.
Signed, robot.
If you now, let's say you got back from this. Are you really going to be like, look, I took $3 million and went to Mars. I was told I could come back in a year, but I couldn't tell you. Or you're going to come back and be like, I was captured. But I took their money and got away, and I'm back.
No.
They're not mad at you.
I'd go the Mars way because of the fame that Mike wants.
They're not mad until you're the front. Like, hold on, I'm busy on Friday. For what? I got to be in this parade thing. Also, don't read any news media for like,
Borland.
3 years.
Do we have time for one more situation or should we hit liar, liar?
We got time.
All right. Austin from the website, not on Mars. If you could warn one character in a movie or TV show of a tragic event that is about to happen, who would it be?
Oh, wow. Listeners, spoiler alerts incoming,
I'm sure. For sure.
What was the first movie that popped into your head? Because for me, it was Titanic. Now, warning them probably doesn't do a whole lot of good.
For me, it was Endgame, but I don't think an answer came. That was just the first thing I thought of. Like,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, but well, for Titanic, you could, like, you could say like, "Hey, Leo, don't get on that boat, bro."
Okay, yeah. So you could warn him before he even got on
the boats.
But then there's no movie,
right?
The Titanic is Leo DiCaprio waving to the Titanic, and then the movie's done.
Tragic event. I mean, that's just the default thing that popped into my head of a tragic event in a movie that you'd like to have known about.
That's funny. The default that popped into my head was Rob Stark.
From Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Goodness.
Say, Rob.
Oh.
Because it's not a wedding. Because, number one, Rob Stark was awesome. I really liked Rob Stark.
Yeah.
And that was, two.
Spoiler.
We gave our warnings. If you're still listening, that's on you. Number two, that was the most shocked I've ever been.
Yes, for
by any turn of event in TV or a movie that I like literally did not see coming at all. So that was the first thing that popped into my head.
And let me add too that yours. What makes yours awesome is if you gave him the warning, it's not, hey, don't get on the boat. Now there's no movie, there's no story. It's, hey, they are trying to
they're gonna
destroy you and your family at this event. He's going to flip the script, and he's going to be ready, and they think they're surprising him, he's surprising them, and then we get Rob Stark for the rest of the series. That's a good one.
At least for a few more episodes until he ends up being murdered.
I want to ruin...
But did that define the series is the real question.
It was a huge part of it, yeah.
All right. Did you have any more, Jason, or can we move on?
I want to ruin some like big twist. So that's what I want to do. I would go to the police officer at the Usual Suspects, and I'd whisper in his ear, you know,
Kaiser. These guys are so sane. He just ruined them in the credits.
Yes. Credits. No, he'd flip the script.
All right, moving on.
Spitwads, more than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness. That's 2 out of every 3 men who will experience it by the time they are 35. I'm one of those men. And there are only 2 FDA-approved medications that can help prevent hair loss. And Keeps offers both of them. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keeps that hair. There are convenient virtual doctor consultations, medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't have to leave your home. And it's very low cost. Treatments start at just $10 per month, and Keeps offers generic versions. There's discreet packaging and proven results. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and prevention is the key. Treatments could take 4 to 6 months to see results, so you want to act right now. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/ballers to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/ballers to get that month free. KEEPS.com/ballers.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
I don't remember the intro being that sultry to that segment. That was a very...
From the announcer?
Liar, liar.
He's a very, very sultry man.
Al Borland, remind our listeners what this segment is all about.
All right, we're going 3 rounds. Each round consists of 3 facts. 2 of them are true and 1 of them is not. You guys need to figure out which one is not true.
Now, if I remember correctly last time,
yes,
I got off
do.
To a strong start.
You and Andy had a very hot start.
And then Mike won.
Yes.
That is accurate. I don't remember that. I don't think it's the first time we've done this.
If only there was a way to find out.
In the archive at spitballerspod.com. Round 1, here we go. 3 facts, 2 true, 1 a lie. The lowest tone that can be hit by a tuba.
Oh, brown tone.
Is called the crass.
Ooh.
This is not fair because Mike's a music man.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm just going to follow his lead on that one then.
Otters hold hands while sleeping so they do not drift apart.
Okay. Otters have hands?
Hmm.
This is blowing my
suspicious.
World.
Suspicious.
Very suspicious.
Horses are physically unable to vomit.
Interesting. Oh, could a giraffe vomit?
What?
Why does that help you?
No, if a horse can't vomit, then a giraffe surely cannot vomit.
That's my point.
Because you believe it's neck related?
This is algebraic.
Yes. I mean, you got to push against gravity for a long way.
You know there's a pretty big neck difference between a giraffe and a horse, right? Yeah.
Exactly. It's way worse for a giraffe.
Yes, my point.
I mean, on this basis, if horses can't vomit, then donkeys can't vomit, right?
I like that this one
possibly.
Is... Possibly. I like that this one is themed. Animal, tuba.
Well, the tuba is the animal of the music family.
Right.
Ooh.
Okay, so first of all, I've got to go back to the hands on an otter.
This one is...
Otters have... like fins or flippers or something,
no,
right?
No, oh no. This is the
what
one
animal.
They
am I
don't
thinking
have
of?
Flippers.
You're thinking of like a
An otter is like a mammal.
I know what an otter is.
No, you do not. You Are just you said they have fins.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
No. To be fair, like, isn't a seal a mammal?
I am.
They have flippers.
I am 100%.
Yes, but it's a seal.
Percent thinking of seals.
Okay.
Gosh.
Otters have, like,
yes,
little.
Yes, they have hands.
His
and
defense is, I know what an otter is. Then finds out, doesn't know what otter is.
Did not know what an otter was.
I am locking this one, and it's true, because I have seen plenty of.
I believe it as well.
I've seen plenty of the videos where they have the otters asleep holding hands, and it's one of the sweetest things you've ever seen in your life.
Okay, I'm just on Google.
Wait,
I have
one
more.
You're not supposed to be on Google.
No, no. Oh, I'm sorry. But this wasn't to answer the question. This was to know if I know what an otter was. So look,
what is an otter? Do they hold hands?
No, one word is in Google, otter, and then I went to images. I just wanted to see an otter. That's it.
All right,
and
I'm voting that horses are physically unable to vomit is true. No, is the false one. That's it. I'm going to say that the crass tuba one is true, the otters one is true, and horses being physically unable to vomit, I'm going to say is false.
Okie dokie.
What about otters, were you saying?
I'm going to continue. Thank you. I was going to say they are the most adorable thing
yes.
I've ever seen.
Yes.
Otters are like.
What do you think of their fins?
They don't have them. Yeah. Okay. So for the question, I think that giraffes cannot vomit, so I'm going to say horses also cannot vomit.
Mm.
But man, if that's true, if both can't vomit, then horses not vomiting is not like a special quality. It's just animals with long necks can't vomit.
Yeah, but it just says horses are physically unable to vomit. It doesn't say they're the only animal that can't vomit.
But my point is, if there's a lot of animals unable to vomit, then this is just a really stupid point.
Ooh.
I'm changing. That's the lie.
Oh, my goodness.
That's yes. the lie. And
as in, so me and you are once again matching.
I guess so. The tuba is very crass when it goes low.
I need a vote, Mike.
Well, the problem is I want to play the game, but I actually agree with you guys. I think the one about the tuba, if that was a crafted lie by Al Borland, that is sensational.
That's what I think. And I don't think he's that sensational of a producer.
I'm going.
Award-winning, yes.
And it's only round one. I don't want to start in a deficit again. So
we're all genius here.
All right, no,
tell
we
us,
got
we,
three,
tell
three
us we got it right.
You are all incorrect.
Oh
come on.
The,
so the craft
the tuba
one,
is completely made up.
Oh my gosh.
Wow,
well done.
Good job.
That's honestly a really that helps me trust that we're gonna have some very challenging rounds to
can
come.
Can giraffes vomit?
Oh gosh. So wait, what's the wrong
yes,
one?
Yes! A giraffe
I
can
just told
vomit.
You the tuba. Tuba is the lie.
Made,
it doesn't say giraffe. I don't know where you got giraffe
Dude,
from.
I'm just,
I don't know why
I'm,
you're connecting horses with giraffes.
I'm extrapolating.
They're not related.
According
They're
to
not
Equus
close.
Magazine, horses have much stronger lower esophageal sphincters than other animals, and this makes it impossible for that valve to open under backward pressure from the stomach. Mike's just laughing at
sphincter
over here.
I only know the sphincter from one area.
It's your butt. Yes.
Round two.
Ding, ding, ding.
Here's the three facts from round two. We have failed miserably in round one, but we're even Stevens.
And ladies and gentlemen at home, prepare, because I've read through the three of round two, and if one of these is false, your mind is about to explode.
Okay, all right. One of them is false, though, so my mind
yes.
is about to
if,
explode.
Fact number one, if 23 people are in the same room, there is a 50% chance that two share the same birthday.
Impossible. That is impossible.
If 23 people are in the same room,
there's a 50% chance that two share the same birthday. That doesn't make any sense.
It's impossible.
Dolphins are the single exception to the rule that all mammals have hair or fur. The single exception.
Impossible.
Single
all,
exception.
All mammals have hair. That's like part
That's
of what
of
makes
rules.
A mammal.
All mammals are otters, from what I understand.
Well, in defense of this one, I don't know if this is the true or false one, but part of a mammal, one of the rules is live birth, and yet there is the duck-billed platypus, which is an egg-laying mammal.
It's true.
Incredible.
It's a fact.
So there are mammals that break the rules.
And this could be one. It takes up to 14 days to make a single jelly bean.
Impossible.
No, that's impossible.
Ridiculous.
Impossible.
But then if that's the wrong one,
that's what
that
I'm
means
saying.
If 23 people are in the same room,
that's
it's
impossible.
Okay, hold on. There are 365 days of the year.
Yes.
If
Although
are,
they do not share equal, I guarantee they do not share equal weight.
As far as dates of birth.
Yeah, you certainly have
Let's
seasons.
Cut it down to half.
Let's do
Let's say that double the births happen in 150 days. If 23 people are in the same room, there's no way that two
there's
people
no way.
Have a,
he
wait,
doesn't
have
make
a 50%
something like this
chance.
Up, though, guys, unless he just changes the numbers. If he took this and there's real numbers and he just substituted fake numbers.
Oh, man.
He's a sneaky guy.
Now, if it takes 14,
he's an owl.
If it takes 14 days to make a single jelly bean, obviously Jelly Belly sells quite a few jelly beans.
That's hogwash.
But they can make more than one at the same time.
Yes.
They've got to be able to make like...
I mean, it's similar to like an aged whiskey.
Except
like
for their jelly beans. Nobody's sitting there, ooh, what a fine treat we've built over time. Yeah. This isn't wine or whiskey. It's a jelly bean.
If it takes 14 days to make your jelly bean, you need to evaluate your process.
Yes.
Because you were doing...
You ever had an aged Starburst?
You were doing at
I
least...
I have. It broke my teeth.
At least 98 things are wrong with your process.
That one is impossible.
Now, so then that's your
unless
lie.
The answer is it can take up to 14 days to make a jelly bean. But it says
it's the Dolphins one, isn't it? It's gotta be. The other two are too ridiculous.
Yeah, but two of them are right, Mike.
Right. Don't dolphins have hair?
So you're believing
no.
both are too ridiculous, therefore they must be right.
Yes.
They're too ridiculous.
Yes.
I'm going to vote jelly bean is the lie. I think if that's the way jelly beans are getting made, one, you're wasting a lot of time making jelly beans.
Also, I mean, jelly beans are just so overrated. The fact that it takes them 14 days to make one?
That's what I'm saying.
All right. What's your lie, Mike?
Before I answer that question, Jason, why don't you tell me which one is a lie?
I think that dolphins have hair. So, I've always been told, like, whales have hair. Obviously, they don't seem like it, but, like, little tiny
I've
hairs.
Always been told from my grandpappy.
I think dolphins
have hair.
The whale got older and started growing some hair. I'm a man now.
Once a dolphin goes through puberty, they get hair in funny places. I think
like
that,
under his hands.
I think...
All right, I'm going with the dolphins. I think that's a lie. I think they're hairy beasts.
All right, Mike, we at least know that all three of us are not going to be tied after this round.
Excellent. So the thing about it is it's the dolphins are the single exception to the rule that all mammals have hair, for which is saying
there could be others.
It's saying that they don't have hair, but now claiming that they're the only one, and there could be more.
There could be five
That's
different
That's how I'm
mammals.
Reading.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm not reading it that dolphins are hairy.
You were so emphatic that the first one, if 23 people are in the
because
same room.
Because that's impossible.
If it's impossible, Mike, that's the lie.
It would also even Stevens our votes.
Look, I'm trying to work it. Like, I wish I could remember junior year statistics. How do you figure these things out? Because it's one out of 365. Now, do you then multiply it by 1/360? That's the answer, because even if it's the lie, I don't care. I stand by it. It's impossible that if 23 people are in the same room, there's a 50% chance that
All
two
right.
share the same birthday. Impossible.
So only one of us is right. It's like two of us are
so
a lie
happy.
And one of us is true.
I'm right.
Go ahead, Al.
Now, while Jason's dolphin puberty concept was completely backwards, dolphins are actually born with hair and it falls out.
Boo! That's
so
what I meant.
Jason got it correct. That one is the lie.
Oh, they are born hairy?
They are born with hair.
Also, hold on.
Otters,
that means that if 23
otters,
people are in the same yes. room, there's a 50% chance that
I need
two share the same birthday.
I need an explanation for this.
All right, buckle up. Also referred to as the birthday problem or the birthday paradox, this is based on the mathematical principle frequently attributed to Harold Davenport. There are only 366 possible birthdays in a year, including February 29th, and each day has an equal chance of being a birthday. Using these facts, Davenport figured out that when 23 people are gathered in the same room, there's a 50% probability that two share a birthday. With 70 people in the room, it goes up to a 99.9% probability that two of them share a birthday.
Okay, what you just did was you basically said the same thing without any explanation, except said, this dude's real smart and he says it's so.
I think that Davenport is
a liar.
Full of malarkey.
Is it the same thing to have a 50% chance as a 50% probability?
I think it is. I think those mean the same things.
Okay, I'm genuinely asking that question because he said in the reading probability. I was like, well, this is
that's chance.
So if you're in a room, every single day of the year has an equal chance of possibly being that person's birthday. Is what he's saying.
Yeah, but that's 365.
Doesn't make no sense.
Or 366 because they're including leap year. Wow, that one I stand
mind
by.
Mind blowing.
Impossible. Impossible.
And
all
here
right,
we
Jason's
are
winning
with Harry Dolphins winning. All right, round three. Let's go. The inventor of the fidget spinner was actually designing a new turret system for his microscope when his son found his 3D printed prototype and couldn't put it down. Okay, sounds plausible.
That sounds very specific.
Sounds too specific to be a lie.
Adolf Hitler once plotted to kill Winston Churchill with exploding chocolate.
Sounds delicious.
If it's not, if that one's...
I'm with that one. That one's got to be true.
Yeah, otherwise you just made up a Hitler lie.
Right. You don't want to come up with like, oh, you know what would be good? I got to make a lie up. Let's do Hitler.
Let's do a Hitler lie today, folks. Hitler and Churchill on my mind.
Oh, man, I hope that's the lie now,
just so
we can give it to Borland. Be like, why are you making up Hitler lies?
All right. The longest bout of hiccups lasted for 68 years.
Okay, so that's either one of two things, true or a stupid change by Borland where he's like, no, it's 86 years.
To his credit, as an award-winning producer of our award-winning show.
Yes.
He's not been stupid with
no,
any of
that's
these.
True. He's been award-winning.
In two times.
He just keep waiting for it to
he's
happen.
He's never taken certain ones and then been like, no, it's actually 63 years in that voice either. The longest bout of hiccups. I watched something as a kid when I had hiccups. I don't know. I had seen it. It was on one of them PBS shows. And it talked about people that had these really long bouts. And it terrified me every bout of hiccups I had for the next few years that would be the one where...
This is your life now.
Yeah. So I believe that the 68 years thing is true.
I do too.
It sounds true-ish.
And I believe that the Hitler thing is true because, come on, it's Al Borland. He's not sitting out here just meditating on Hitler lies.
Now, here's the thing about the inventor of the fidget spinner. Says he was designing a new turret system for his microscope. Do microscopes have like a turret?
Yeah, well, it's like a rotating turret.
Yes, microscopes often have more than one lens and you turn it.
It does sound specific though because I feel like as smart as Borland is, I don't think he would call it a turret system.
No.
He's not that smart.
A fidget spinner.
With wood, maybe.
But here's what I'm thinking. A microscope, when they actually have the multi-lenses, you turn and it clicks into place. Meanwhile, a fidget spinner
continues to
goes limitless. So that if you had a microscope and you could spin it like that and it just went round and round and never stopped, that would be a horrific invention.
I think the fidget spinner one's a lie. Locking it in.
Oh, yeah. You two should pick the same one. Then I'll pick that one.
No way.
And I win.
I'm content just getting this one right. And I'm going fidget spinner final answer. What do you guys think?
I want to do the Adolf Hitler as a lie. That it was like, oh, he tried to kill
him.
I'm
going hiccups.
Well, that was quickly.
You're just trying to get me to adopt
the. I'm playing the game.
Yeah, I see what you're doing over there.
Yes.
The longest
yes.
bout of hiccups. See, the thing about the longest bout of hiccups lasted for 68 years is that sounds like a fact.
And oh, because it's a lie.
Exactly. Like, Borland's trying to trick us here. I think you're right. I think that it's the longest bout of hiccups lasted for 68 years. That's just too simple, too easy. Here's an outlandish stat.
All right. So you're
together. So, but if I pick that, I guarantee that Mike cannot win, which is also great because he won last time. Well, you and I can tie if you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go. Dude.
And I got a 66% chance of winning.
Doesn't do you any good to get the wrong answer here. You can't win with the wrong answer.
I think the longest bout of hiccups lasted for 68 years.
I'm switching to the chocolate.
Okay. That's your is officially? Because I'm going hiccups. I think that's too simple.
I can't switch now. All right. I'm going the Adolf Hitler hilarious joke by Al Borland.
All right. What's the truth?
All right. This episode of Liar Liar has ended in a tie.
Dang it.
Andy got this one right. The fidget spinner was completely made up.
Completely made up.
Completely.
Dude,
yes.
Borland, you're doing good work over there, man.
You're doing exceptional work over there.
It was the clicking. That's where I felt like it was wrong.
Plus, this means you didn't make up a Hitler lie.
That's good. That's good. But it does mean that he went and put in a Hitler fact.
It's like,
facts. Which one is worse?
Yeah, which one is worse? Making up a lie or just saying something that Hitler did?
Wow. Okay, so we tied today. Mike and I, right?
No.
You and Jason.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
So now
that's
we are collectively tied lifetime.
No, no.
You got one victory. Andy and I now have one victory.
Yeah, when people win at the same time, they call that a tie. You don't get a full victory point.
Is that
congrats,
true?
Congrats, Jason.
You guys right, got half on a the point. Win. Half yeah, a right. point.
But you don't have any ties on your
I
record.
Think the real winner here was Al Borland. You fooled us well. Let's move on.
Spitwad, sometimes when things get overwhelming, taking care of yourself, it's the first thing to go, which shouldn't be, but unfortunately, that's the way it goes. Like, but if you can spare just 15 minutes, you can seamlessly fit cardio and strength classes into your routine with Peloton. Holy crap, do I love my Peloton. It's the best. It's probably the best thing I've ever purchased in my life.
Invest in yourself.
Exactly. Like, I love it. Cardio hasn't been my thing. So I was a little skeptical about the Peloton, but, you know, I had some friends tell me about how great it is. I was like, can it be that different? And yes, you jump into your first ride. Like, there's all different kinds of instructors, but this is a shout out to my man, Alex Toussaint. When I spend 20 minutes with Alex, I leave the bike on fire. Not just, I feel better physically because I'm taking care of myself, but this dude is like, he is a guru. Like, he speaks to you and he really, truly fires you up for the
king stuff
for the day. Yes, exactly. Yes, king stuff. He might say other words, but he is absolutely the best. And right now, there's never been a better time because, look, you can get the original Peloton bike for $400 less. And check this out. Experience motivation like never before with the Peloton bike, now $400 less. Just go to onepeloton.com to learn more. That's onepeloton.com.
The Spitballers Draft.
Stupid draft. Unless it was next week, in which case, fantastic draft.
The draft that we have selected for us, courtesy of Al Borland, is months of the year. We are drafting months of the year.
Every single one of them.
All 12 will be drafted. I'm going to try to make my notes. And Mike gets the first pick.
If all 12 are being drafted as the first pick, that means that the last pick is not even really a pick for me.
That's correct.
Oh, you poor baby.
I know. That's so terrible. Because it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You're going to win the poll because you get the first pick, even though you get February.
It does. You think February is the last throwaway month?
It's only got 28 days, dude. It's a little itty-bitty baby loser of a month.
Sometimes it has 29.
Yeah, it's the only month that changes.
Wow. Okay, well.
Stays pliable.
I'm very excited to get.
I hope that's your 101.
To get February for free.
Ooh, name problem.
Ooh. And come on, I have the first pick. So obviously, Al Borland has already written it inside of the dunk because it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, it is.
It's got the best holiday. It's got vacations. It's got 2 weeks off of school.
Wait, why does it have vacations? Oh, because you're taking off a week of December.
Yes.
Here
Christmas
in the studio.
Vacations.
Yeah, because it's Christmas. I'm taking December.
Okay. And the draft is over.
We may cue the music.
All right.
You don't believe in yourself enough to turn your four picks into a more compelling argument than December?
I think if I got 11 picks.
This is like Mike Tyson fighting a teenager.
No, but 11 teenagers, Mike.
Okay, I'll still take
it's
Mike
still
Tyson.
It's still going to be Mike Tyson. All right. I'm going to do my best here, okay? Because the holidays are, to me, what matter. The best time of the year. We live in Arizona, so, you know, summer is terrible here.
Yes.
So I'm still going to stick with my heart. I'm going to go with the month that you start decorating for Christmas, which is October. Ha ha! Yeah, I know Andy thought I was going elsewhere. Look, Halloween is so much fun. You've got the changing of the seasons.
This was the only obvious choice.
This is where... I mean, there's parties thrown. There's costumes dressed up as. The weather in Arizona starts changing.
How many ways can I describe Halloween?
I'm trying
there's
to.
There's parties being thrown. There's Halloween. There's time of year when you dress up.
There's candy given out on the street. Don't forget the big blow-up things and the houses that are haunted. Yeah, I'm
so
going.
So you're going with?
I think October is. It's my. It is genuinely my second favorite month of the year because it's for Arizonans. This is where we can finally start going outside again.
Mm-hmm.
We can live and not be scorched by.
See,
the sun.
I think you've made a terrible mistake,
oh,
and I need to beat you.
Please take it.
But the reason that you've made a terrible mistake is because you just built this around yourself, not about the objective truths of these months. You built this around Arizona's weather. You built it around when you hang up Christmas things.
That's also very early.
The month that I'm selecting is November.
Oh, the worst
November's,
month. What a loser month.
November's amazing. It is the actual month you prepare for Christmas. It is the month that you have Thanksgiving, which is a wonderful holiday.
It's the stupidest holiday.
You get time off. You eat a ton of food. You watch football on it, Mike.
That part's pretty great.
Yeah, that part's pretty good. November is greater sign October, in my opinion.
That's Look, fine. You get another pick.
I know.
I mean, October is way better
than
November.
I was going to give you a chance to respond.
But yeah, November is...
November is the clear pick to me. Because there's three holiday months in a row.
That's
October, November, December. That's the greatest quarter of the year.
It's so wild to me because there is a month that is so vastly superior to November.
Really?
Yes, because of everything.
It's called December, my number one
Well,
pick.
I'm saying besides that. Like, my number two pick is still on the board.
Really?
That's
yes.
Fine.
It's not going to make it back to me, but
I'm actually going with the month of March.
Oh!
For my second pick. For several reasons.
The Ides of March.
Yes. First of all, weather in March... It's when spring begins. Weather in Arizona, if you want to keep it local, it's great in March. But nationally, that's the beginning of spring. You've got March Madness. That's an exciting collegiate tournament.
Sure.
You've got St. Patrick's Day. You've got spring break for a lot of people. And you know what else? You got my birthday. My birthday's in March. So kind of a big month.
Excellent pick. Way better than November.
I will be honest with you, Andy. Had you not taken March... March would have 100% have been my
excellent.
Next pick.
Excellent.
There's a, to add to your rationale, and to add to the 23 people in a room would share the same birth date. I'm pretty sure half of everyone I know was born in March.
Yes, something.
Maybe you just brought. Maybe March people they relate to you. Maybe
I was
they're
born
your,
in March.
Yes,
I was born in March.
You were born in March.
I'm pretty sure that
Mike
means
was born in March.
Mike was born in March. My children were born in March.
There's something going around. You
what is 9 months,
nine months before
March? Do the math, Borland. All right, so I am on. Hey, look, your pick that you're hoping gets back to you, you're probably gonna get because from here on out, all these stinky months are the same. But since I can't go to Disneyland and have it dressed up for Christmas because you took December.
Yes, that's correct.
That first week of January.
Oh, okay. That's
that
a good
first
month.
Week of January. I can still get there. The crowds are gone. It's still got the whole holiday Christmas season going. It's my wife's birthday.
Okay.
It's New Year's. It's good weather. So give me January. I'm starting the year off with the bang.
When you go to Disney and you're there for that last week of stuff, do you like make faces with all the other people there and all of you nod and say like, I know this isn't as good as December. Like
if I
like
can,
we got the discount travel too. Thank you.
If I can choose, if I like literally for years.
Yes.
If I can choose mm-hmm. to go to Disney at any time of the year.
Uh-huh.
It would be the first week of December, and then it would be the... But after that, it gets too busy. Then it would be the first week of January.
Sure.
But if I had to choose between going like on the Christmas, the week of Christmas...
Why did you say...
Versus the first week of January, I'm going to go, and I'm going to look the people in the faces, and we're going to go, yeah, what's up? We're the smart ones.
What you say to them is you say, how was your Christmas?
I think what you say is, high
five. Were you here 2 weeks ago? It was amazing.
We're not
What's
waiting 3 hour long lines.
Okay. January is a good month. New Year's. I mean, New Year's.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
January's pretty good. So my second pick, it made it back to me, lo and behold, because it still holds a special place in your heart. Yes, we live in Arizona, and yes, we are crotchety old men now. So this month sucks. However, this month...
significant
signified
significizes
something
oh,
special.
This month has got 30 days and the significance is.
I know what you're taking.
Yep, me too.
I'm taking June, man. It's summer vacation. This is like, yes, in Arizona now we get out in May, but to the rest of the nation, June is summer. June is fantastic. It sucks in the desert, but everywhere else.
The majority of places.
And everywhere else in the United States, June is awesome because you are done with school. You are free for 3 months. You are on the best vacation of your life. And that's 18 years of your life you're looking at that. So June is incredible. Now it gets a lot tougher because the other picks I would have liked to take. However, I'm going to take the month that Jason has just thrown in the garbage. I'm taking February. I don't care if it's shorter. Sometimes it's a little bit longer. It gets to actually be interesting. Every other month, it's the same amount of days every single year. Not February.
No.
Every 4 years, you get
Valentine's Day.
What about the spelling versus pronunciation problem, though?
That 100% is a problem. But sometimes you get an extra day. You get Valentine's Day. And fellas, you get the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
All right.
Look, that's a good one.
February is an excellent month.
Look, I mocked really February sad at the beginning of this draft because 28 days and it's the littlest, tiniest, worst month. But then in reality, it's a great month. The weather is great, at least for us in Arizona. I love Valentine's Day. I know people out there hate on it. Whatever. If you're in Arizona, it's Arizona's birthday.
That's true.
Look, I'm going to go with the month that you should have taken a second ago. Andy and I locked eyes because we both knew what you were taking. Clearly, you were taking Pinnacle Summer. Now, it sucks for Arizona, but the rest of the world loves it. And it, what was the word Mike used?
Significizes
the birth of a nation. I mean, sure. You want to talk about.
I thought about doubling
up. We did both think you were going July.
100%. But I've got July. I've got the 4th of July. I've got the barbecue outside for everyone outside of Arizona. We barbecue in the winter here.
Yes.
Spitwads. If you don't understand how awful barbecuing in the summer, like we still do it in Arizona, we still get the grill out because the stores are all decorated with the barbecue stuff. What a nightmare. You're out in the hottest imaginable weather, and you go stand by a flame. It's so
you have
stupid
to actually jump in the pool, cook a burger, jump in the pool, keep cooking the burger.
100%. So I'll take July.
All right. Well, at this point, I feel like I've got leftovers, and that's it. So I'm going to go for what you'd call a straight flush at this point. I'm going to grab April and May. I'm finished. I got March already. I'm taking April and May. I'm going back to back. I want at least a consecutive amount of days to enjoy the spring. April Fool's Day, I know you're not a big fan, Mike.
Oh, no, April Fool's Day is
the best.
Is absolute human garbage. But, look, you get the showers and the flowers, my man.
I get the showers. I get the flowers in May. I get Memorial Day.
You get my birthday?
Hooray!
Yeah, we get your birthday.
It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. So, I think April's not too bad. May, I got to go with what's left over here, and I don't want the worst month of the year. So
that's what I'm doing. It's going to drop to me. It's going to bring my stock down.
I feel like I knew what the worst month of the year was from the moment this draft started. So there's only 2 months left. Enjoy yourselves.
So
I've got November, March, April, May.
Am I correct here that the last 2 months are September and August?
I don't know, right? Jason, are they?
Yes. So if I've got to decide.
I'll take Schlocktober.
Ah, man.
These are
September
these are both
August.
Bad months.
These are both bad months.
And they're bad in my mind for the same reason.
I'm going to take September.
No!
Because it hurts Mike, primarily.
Yes.
I think that even though it's a bad connotation sometimes, the back to school thing is also a fun time. I know my kids, I know when I was growing up, by the end of summer, it was like, I can't wait to see my friends again, go back to school, do all that. The weather is still a little bit better. August is...
How are you missing the best part of September?
Which is?
Football!
Oh, yeah! Football!
It's the kickoff of the season. I love September.
So that's interesting.
Well, you can't have it, Mike, because I took it.
September was my vote for the worst month of the year.
Oh, because, August is the worst
because
month.
Because for the entire, my whole childhood, now it's changed to Mike's month.
Yes.
But going back to school meant the end of summer vacation. And yes, sure, I was a kid. And once you're back at school and you see your friends, it's all right. It's all right when you're a kid. But I dreaded September because it meant I have to go back and not be playing in the pool or playing Donkey Kong Country or enjoying my summer. So September's my turn of the year.
I love going back to school.
Hey, guys, I have a big announcement.
What your last pick is?
I would like to draft the best month of all time. It starts with an A. It's the first letter in the alphabet.
Still don't follow.
You don't have go, Mike. Genuinely, you can crap all over this month. You don't have to build it up. You can tell everyone out there why it's the worst month in the year, and you're gonna win this poll 95-5.
I will do no such thing because this month is sensational. I probably should have taken it second. I just didn't. I got lucky. I got it with my very last pick of the draft.
And he celebrated. You remember when he celebrated when you took September? He was so happy. He went, dang it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like, dang it. You guys lost this poll so bad because I get August.
Dang it.
Yeah. August.
All right. December, June, February, August. Jason has October, January, July, and September.
That is a good lineup. Still won't win.
Objective commentary from Jason.
Yep.
November, March, April, May. The only hope we have is that our remaining months somehow dwarf Mike's. He's gonna win.
Your only hope is that August is such a giant wart upon my draft that people move along.
There's no single month that is
the wart.
Yes, exactly. You have December. You have Christmas. I'm voting for you, Mike. When I go for the first time ever, I'm going to vote for one of you two because I can't go against my conscience.
Did you guys ever hear that saying that November's the new December?
I heard it as October.
Okay. We heard it differently, I guess. Yes, that is it for our draft. That is it for the episode.
What an episode it was.
What did we learn today?
Oh, my goodness.
I learned that Jason Moore believed that up. I mean, how old are you?
I am 36.
For 36 years, Jason.
Why did
believed,
you look at your watch?
Because I got a notification.
Oh, oh. Hold on,
checking my age.
The watch says I am 36 years.
36 years. You thought that otters may have fins,
or flippers,
or flippers.
I wrote down that otters have hands. As what I learned, this is real.
That's true.
I also learned that otters are the cutest.
You look,
stinking animal in the world.
You got to look up the videos of the otters holding hands. It's unbelievable, man. And I learned that Owl Borland loves nothing more than an absolute critical and sensational Adolf Hitler fact.
Oh.
That's true. He did choose an Adolf Hitler fact. At the end of the day, he did choose that.
He searched for facts to put in our show.
And he searched Adolf Hitler facts.
This one's the best one.
We'll catch you next time, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.
Hey, Spitwads.
Hey.
The episode is over.
Oh, no.
Aww.
And there may be others that you could listen to, but right now you should go to jointhespit.com because you can become an official Spitwad supporter of the show. Yeah, you could, Mike. It's true.
I've been there.
We've made that a possibility at jointhespit.com, and you can add your contributions to the show. Have a would you rather question you want us to maybe put here and discuss?
Ba-doing!
Is that you spitting into
the spit
tank?
That was the spit tank. You have access to the spit tank.
Sounded like a spittoon.
Yeah. Wait, is that not a spit? That is the same thing, right?
Oh, that's the same thing. Yeah. Okay.
Can we go to spittoon.com?
No, we don't own spittoon.com.
Oh, all right.
But you can go to jointhespit.com and become a spitwad.
That is
check it out.
Excellent.